It's been a difference-making week here on The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. Today, it's about the boy who made a difference. The Encouraging Word. All of us strive to make a difference, don't we? We want to impact our families, our friends, and our world in a way that God has built us for that. We'll talk about that and discover more in just a minute with Dr. Wilton. But first, he wants you to know that we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you, keyboard to keyboard on our website. We'd love to connect that way at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org, the place you'll find this broadcast and so many other resources that would help you grow in your faith and encourage you. But we're also available to pray at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And now, today's message, The Boy Who Made a Difference with Dr. Don Wilton.
You know, it doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. Christ makes the difference, and it's time. I invite you today to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let go. Stop the battle. The search is over. You will experience a joy that you've never experienced. You'll wonder why it is that you waited until today. But having done so, you will be so grateful that you've turned your life over to Christ. Have you ever tried to define what it is that we're all about? That's it. It's about people coming to know the Lord. Everything else is only relative in terms of that. That's keeping the main thing the main thing. And I'm so grateful that you are gainfully occupied and joined together in the work that God has called us to. We've been considering a marvelous subject, making a difference. And I have been praying that you would experience such a warm embrace from the Lord. I could literally spend this entire time just walking around with hundreds of our people, just saying thank you to you, because you've made a difference for the Lord Jesus. Sometimes it comes in small ways you cannot even begin to imagine, and you may not even know it, but I promise you God does. Sometimes it takes 20 years before you will discover that God used you to make a difference in somebody else's life. And I thank you for that. And I want to show you something today that I promise you is going to warm your heart. Are you ready for this? I want to speak to you today about a little boy who made a difference. A boy who made a difference. Just a child. So open your Bibles with me to John chapter 6. This is one of the most remarkable accounts in all of Scripture, and God has spoken to my heart. It's an amazing thing. Someone said one time that dynamite comes in small packages. You know, I believe it. I really believe it. And I believe that God wants to use you to make a difference for Him. And I don't believe we can have it better expressed than in the life of one young boy. So just zero in just for a second with your Bibles. I want you to just zero in verse 9 of John chapter 6. Just look at that verse. I'll read it to you. There is a boy here. I could just preach on that. There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they when there are so many people? I mean, give me a break. You're really trying to tell me that one little squawking chicken can make a difference? Do you not seem to understand that there are 5,000 families sitting out here? And you bring to me one little boy, one little girl? What do they know about life? Let me just show you what happened here. Verse 1, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs he was doing related to those who were sick. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand, and lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? Excuse me, like Jesus didn't know. Hey, psst, psst. You know, don't you love the way Jesus sets us up? By the way, he set you up this morning. You just thought you were coming to visit your family, didn't you? He set you up. Jesus loves you so much. He positions you. Anyway, where were we now? Okay, let's get back here. See, I'm getting distracted. Watch this. He said, where are we to buy bread, Jesus said, that these people may eat? He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, Jesus, Master, Lord, there is a boy here. Look at this little squawking chicken running around here. Some people would have said, there's a nuisance. I wish he'd be quiet so I can hear. I wish he would sit down and read a book. And others would say, why doesn't he just walk down over there and play in the traffic for a while? And Jesus said, have the people sit down. So now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down. There was about 5,000 of them. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told the disciples, gather the leftovers, that nothing may be lost. They gathered them up and filled 12 basketfuls of leftovers. By the way, I love leftovers, don't you? You know, that's the nice thing of it. Do you know I'm still eating Christmas dinner? No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. I take that back. It's not happening. And when they had eaten their fill, he took, go gather. So they gathered them up, verse 13, 12 basketfuls from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. And when the people saw the sign that he had done, they all looked at him and they said, this is indeed the prophesying one. This is he. This is Jesus. Some of you today are going to just suddenly realize and recognize that Jesus is exactly who he says he is. It's going to be the greatest moment of your life. The boy who made a difference. So I'm asking myself the question, what was it about this little boy? I said, Lord, you've got to show me something that maybe, I want you to take me inside here. Here's what the Lord put in my heart. The boy made a difference, first of all, because he was the right age. Now, I'm going to say to you that I have studied education. Like many of you, I have 3 master's degrees, and I've got postgraduate degrees in pedagogics and education and all the other kinds of things. So one could give a really good defense of the impressionable age called childhood. Jesus embraced children. He said, suffer the little children to come to me and forbid them not, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The picture that we have on numerous occasions in the scripture is that of a loving father, heavenly father, grandfather, a loving mother, a loving parent. Jesus gave us this picture of this incredible warm embrace and relationship with children. He was at the right age. Let me tell you something about children, and please beg my pardon today. I'm not trying to give you some suggestions on the meaningful, impressionistic age. But let me tell you something that we all know. Children dream. They dream big. Don't deny them that. Children explore. Don't stop them. Children observe. They watch. They observe. Don't distract them. Children show interest. Just interested in everything. From door handles to light switches. When our grandchildren come to visit us, we literally have to take everything in our house and put it up on another level. We call it child-proofing. But I want you to think deeper than this. Children show interest. Don't interrupt them. Children desire love. Don't deprive them. They just want you to hold their hand. Don't deprive them. Children want to give. Don't prevent them.
Please forgive the interruption. You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word, but he's better known as Big Chief to all of his children and grandchildren. And you can tell, even as he preaches, of his love for people and his special love for children. We'll be back with more about the boy who made a difference, today's message on The Encouraging Word, in just a moment. But Dr. Wilton wants you to know we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you, connect you with resources that'll help you grow. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And I know many of you have this on your podcast or listening on the radio and enjoy the opportunity of connecting with Dr. Don at this particular time to hear the broadcast. But you can also listen to it anytime online at tewonline.org. And there's yet another insightful, encouraging word that came out from Dr. Don earlier today. It comes out every day via email. If you'd like to sign up for that email encouraging word from Dr. Don, you can do it on our website, tewonline.org, or right now, just text the word daily to 30500. That's right, just one word. Type in the 30500 as if it were the phone number you were texting to, and then send the word daily. You'll get a quick link right back to you, and it'll give you the place to sign up and begin the daily encouraging word into your email box, 6 a.m. every day, 365 days a year. It really will bless you. Speaking of blessing, let's dive back into today's message, The Boy Who Made a Difference, with Dr. Don Wilton.
There's something about this little boy who made a difference. He was the right age. He wasn't only the right age, but he was in the right family. I wish that somehow the Lord would have been so kind as to have given us perhaps somewhat of a little peek into this boy's family. I dare say we could probably conclude quite a number of very precious things if one were to look at the outworking of this boy's life. They must have loved him. I really believe that. They must have. His family must have loved him. Yes, I can see this little boy and what he did that made such a difference. But the product came from somewhere. They must have set an example for him. I can only but imagine that he had seen his own daddy give up his lunch for somebody else. Do you know, by the way, that children are marvelous imitators? Just sit there with your grandchildren or your own children and watch what they do when you do it. I mean, how many times do you not see a parent standing on a sideline or whatever it is? They like to fish just like dad. They like to go to the mall just like mom. They like to walk in the park just like mom and dad. They like to chase the dog just like they like to. I mean, one can just go on and on. It's kind of like a duplicate life. It's like there is a permanent mirror that accompanies them. And every time you see them do something, you just look in the mirror and there you see the family from whence they came. They must have loved him. They must have set an example for him. They must have included him. You know, we grew up in a day and age. Do you not find yourself thinking back, you know, well, when I grew up, yes. And of course, I was just so magnificent. And you know, when I was but a boy, you know, everybody thought, quite frankly, that I was really terrific. And I never gave my mom and dad not a moment's trouble, whatever. And we've got all of these things that we go through, you know. But you know, in the day and age when I grew up a long way from here, there was a tendency for children to be seen but not heard. A tendency. There was an inclination. There was a kind of a philosophical modus operandi in the parenting of our day and age, which I'm not being critical, but many, many times we would go out, because my father was a pastor, we would go to homes to go and eat, and the children always ate in the kitchen. I'm still mad about it. There's something here about an inclusiveness. I think that this family, which was so right, so special, yeah, they must have loved him and they must have set an example for him, but they must have included him. He was part of something. It's like, that's my family. I don't know that this was just some kind of random, isolated act. They must have provided for him. Now, can you imagine this? This had to be a very special. His mother must have been one sweetheart. I can tell you that, because evidently there are a lot of other mothers that hadn't made lunch for their children. Maybe they had, but there wasn't enough to go. I don't know, but I know one thing about this little boy. His mother loved him so much that when she sent him up the hill, she sent him with lunch. Just like mom. Now make sure, son, you've got clean underwear in your suitcase. And don't forget when you leave that you need to take that with you. And you might want to pack a few extra of these. There's something about this boy. He made a difference. We often talk about the boy. He made a big difference. He was the right age and he was in the right family. But I'm going to submit to you that he was taken to the right place. He was taken to the right place. May I just simply say the obvious? He didn't take himself. Now that happens. When that happens in our day and age, we get Amber Alerts. Do you know that children do not and ought not ever to have to say, "See you later, Mom. I know I'm six, but I'm going to church today." Let me ask you something. How many little children did you see on the road this morning coming to church that were walking to church by themselves? This young boy made a difference because they carried him there. That's a proactive mark of spiritual connectedness that is so incredible. He was taken to the right place. It was these parents who evidently surveyed the scene and they knew what was going on and they said, "My boy is going to be there because I know as an adult that if I take him to play in that upward basketball league at First Baptist Church, I know that he's going to get something that is of eternal value that will accompany his skill on the basketball court. I know that when I take him and I enable him to be able to go on that youth retreat or enable that young person to be able to go and sing in prisons, I know that what I am doing as a parent is I am taking my child to the right place." Do you know that there are a lot of parents who spend a lot of money, time, and effort taking their children to wonderful places? But when those children grow up, all of a sudden they have no eternal value to accompany those wonderful places. Do you know how many children today grow up and once they leave the confines of the home, anything to do with God and of eternal value slithers into abject obscurity because they've never been taken there to begin with? He made a difference. He was at the right age and he was in the right family and he was taken to the right place. But there's something else here that I think is the best of all of these things about this boy who made a difference. He was connected to the right person. Jesus was there. Someone asked me one time, they said, "You know, I really don't know which church to be a part of." Well, ask yourself one question. Is Jesus there? That's the only question you really need. Not do they have enough programs or do they this or do they that. Is Jesus there? Because when Jesus is there, everything else falls into place. Everybody's tummy gets filled to capacity. And there's a whole lot left over so that those who are filled to capacity can go out and serve others in the name of the Lord. He was connected to the right person. One can only imagine on the shores of the Sea of Galilee that there was a wonderful buzz. There must have been a conversation taking place. All the way from Bethany, all the way up and down from the land of the Gentiles down to where modern Tiberias is today. I'm sure people were buzzing. Jesus was in the boat, and the boat was coming into dock. And something happened when the boat came into dock, the one that carried Jesus. And they heard that things were happening. Lives were being changed. The blind were being made to see, and the lame were walking again. There was something uniquely special about this, the right person. His name was Jesus. And Mom and Dad looked at each other and said, "Honey, sweetie pie, I think we need to get up right now and we need to walk wherever we need to walk and travel wherever we need to travel. But Jesus is headed up that mountain and we're going to head up that mountain too. And guess who's going to come with us? Our little boy." No. They didn't say, "Well, let's go find a babysitter." Evidently, they didn't say, "Well, you know, let's go and get grandma over there and let her take care of the kids while we've gone." They didn't say, listen, this is a big Jesus for big people, and little people have no meaning and no part to play. They'll have their moment in the sun. No. They said, "Come on, boy." And you know what? He was delighted. You know why he was delighted? Because he was the right age. Children dream. Don't deny them. Children explore. Don't stop them. Children observe. Don't distract them. Children show interest. Don't interrupt them. Children desire love. Don't deprive them. Children want to give. Don't prevent them. Don't prevent them. And so, young whippersnapper, he must have run along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. I'll bet you, I'm telling you now, he probably picked up at least 25 of the flattest stones, and he stood on that bank and he went flop down the water and went ping, 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 ping. And his daddy said, my boy. And mama said, "Son, stop doing that. You're going to hit one of those fish." He bounced around. He broke twigs off trees. He chased the birds. He squawked at the chickens that were floating by. He did everything you can imagine. He was just a boy, but he dreamt and he explored and he observed and he showed interest and he desired love and he just had this heart that wanted to give. And he carried with him just one pitiful little bag full of mingy little lunch. And he was connected to the right person. And when those parents brought him to the feet of the right person, God did everything that needed to be done. You see, it was Jesus who had gathered them. Nobody else did that. It was Jesus who knew them. Do you know, out of those 5,000 people, Jesus knew every one of them, just like he knows you. It was Jesus who provided for them. But he just used one little boy to make a difference. That's what he does. Do you know something today? Do you know that Jesus has gathered us? Now, we've got an illustrious history, you know. We set dates and times and we order our steps. But Jesus is the one who gathers us in his presence today. Did you know, by the way, that Jesus knows us? Right now, he knows you because he made you. You've been fearfully and wonderfully made. His expressed design and purpose for you is that you would know him, that you would spend not only today but forever in his presence. Know the fullness of knowing him. Know what it means to look into his face and see him distribute what he has used you to give so that others can be full. Jesus provided for them. That's what he does. I'm looking forward one day to meeting this boy. I got a few questions to ask of him, and of course many others. The question today, I think that boy would ask of us, is, has your tummy been filled? Have you been satisfied by Jesus? Then he would say, you know, the only way you do that is to surrender all to Jesus. You know, that's what happened on that mountainside. Everybody, they just simply gave it up for Jesus, and he took care of it.
Once you let Jesus take care of it, He's ready to do this. He's using this broadcast and our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, to let you know He loves you and has a plan for your life. He created you with a purpose, and that purpose starts with saying yes. Would you please take one more moment to hear these next words from our pastor and chief encourager, Dr. Don Wilton?
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
If God's spoken in these moments with Dr. Wilton, I pray you would let us walk through the next steps with you. God has an exciting next. I'm not sure what it is for you. For some of you, it's a brand new beginning as a follower of Jesus Christ. And if that's you, Dr. Don has prepared some unique materials just for you as you begin your life in Christ. For others, you're coming back to God because you realize that no matter how far you've run, God has pursued you even through this broadcast to bring you home. We have resources for you. And again, for all of us that are followers of Christ but desire to come closer to Jesus and be more effective, to be more of a making a difference kind of girl and boy, well, then we have resources for you there as well. At our website, tewonline.org, as well as at the other end of the phone, just call and ask at 866-899-WORD for everything from the free daily encouraging Word Bible guide to so much more. And also know we'd love to pray with you. 866-899-9673. It's available 24 hours a day and always connects you with one of us ready to pray. And before we get away, many of you ask, how can we become a supporter financially and prayerfully of the Encouraging Word? Well, we call those encouragers.
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager Ministry partner with me. Together, we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
The number again to call is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember, you can find more about our television ministry and where we are on Daystar, TBN, and more, all at tewonline.org.